We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Pirchos Eliyahu. We're in Bava Metzia Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Habayis v'Aliyah Shel Shnayim Shenaflu. Here you have a ground floor and an upper story. They belong to two people, and it collapsed. Of course, the person living in the upper story can't live in his can't rebuild his attic or his apartment until the person in the ground floor rebuilds the apartment. So Amar Bal Aliyah Bal Abayis Livno. So the Bal Aliyah, the one who lives in the upper story, said in the upper apartment, tell the person who lived on the ground floor, you have to rebuild. Otherwise, I have no place to live. The owner of the ground floor doesn't want to build his apartment. Hare Bal Aliyah Bones Habayis. Says the Tanakhama, you know what the upper story person can do? He can spend the money and rebuild the lower floor. That's all he's going to build right now. He's the owner of the upper floor, but the whole building collapsed. He's going to rebuild the first floor the way it was to begin with, and he's going to live there. And live there until the owner of the upper of the lower story, where he, the upper story person, is living, where the person of the lower apartment finally pays him for his work, because after all, the one who's living in the upper story paid for a new apartment and that's built on the ground floor. And he, the one of the upper story, is living there. And once the owner of the lower story is able, the lower apartment is willing to pay to reimburse him. So then what does he do then? He's going to leave. Okay, now, very nice. And now I'm going to rebuild the upper story. You paid me for the lower story. That's where I was living because you refused to build it. I built it. I paid for it. Now you pay me back. So then, fine, now you can move into your apartment, your original apartment, the ground floor, and I'll build the upper story. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Zeh Dar Bisoch Shel Chavero Tzarech Lahalos Lo Schar. Rabbi Yehuda says, this doesn't make sense for the person who lives upstairs in the Aliyah. Why? Because once the owner of the lower apartment pays him back, so now what happens to that lower apartment? That now becomes the owner's under the ownership of the original owner. And now, what does the owner of the upper floor have to do? He's going to have to pay him rent for the time that he was living in that lower apartment. Why should that be? Because behold, zenene vizelo chaser chayev. He holds in general that a person derives benefit from someone else's possession, someone else's property, has to pay for it even though the other person didn't lose anything. So even though the person who owned the lower apartment had, there was no loss to him by the fact that the person of the upper apartment was living in the lower apartment after he, the owner of the upper apartment, rebuilt it, nonetheless, he has to pay rent. So that's not going to help the person living upstairs. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda suggests something else. What is they say, Ella Baal Ha'aliyah Bones Habayis Vesa Aliyah. We tell the Baal Aliyah, you know what? This is what's advisable to you. You build the entire structure, the whole building, lower and upper, and therefore, if you build the entire building, Umikare Es Ha'aliyah, then you put a roof on the upper story. So now there's an entire building, and you're able to live in the upper story. But he specifically chooses to live on the ground floor. Why is he going to live on the ground floor? Because, listen, you, the owner of the ground floor, you weren't interested in rebuilding it. Okay, so I built the whole building. I'm living in the ground floor now. And when you pay me back for the ground floor, then I'll leave. Why is this not an example of zenene vezelo chaser chayov? You shouldn't have to pay. The answer is he's not nene. Because he, the one of the living in the lower floor, the lower apartment, the one who's the owner of the upper apartment, who rebuilt the entire building, doesn't have to live in that lower apartment. He could move upstairs. But he intentionally is not moving upstairs until he's reimbursed. So here, he would not have to pay any rent for that. And he says, listen, I'll leave this apartment when you pay me for the money that I spent on this apartment. By building the entire building, including the upper story, we avoid this issue of zenene vizelo chaser ischayev. But a Tanakhama holds zenene vizelo chaser pater. So according to the Tanakhama, let the Baal Haliyah build the bayis, build the lower story, live there. He can be reimbursed. And then building the lower story, he then builds the upper apartment. And then and he's not going to have to pay any rent because zenene velozo chaser. Since the person in the bayis didn't want to live there, didn't want to rebuild it, so this is not considered that there's a loss at all. So zenene velozo chaser is going to be pater. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, what does the Baaliyah do? He's bones abayis ves aliyah, umikares aliyah, and he covers it. He puts a roof on the aliyah where potentially he could be living. V'yoshev bebayis at she'iten lo esisiyosav. And he'll sit in the lower story, live there, until he is reimbursed. Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. V'chin beis habad, she'banui basela. He was speaking about a beis habad as an olive press. This is where it's banui basela, it's built into the rock. He hewed some type of chamber into the rock, and he made an olive press there, and on top vigina achas al gabav, and there's a garden above as well. So this person now passed away, and now he has two sons, and the one takes ownership of the beis habad, which is in the rock, built in the rock below, and one is using the gina that's above. Vinifchas, and now the whole thing caved in, or partially caved in. The roof of the olive press that was hewn into the rock caved in, and now there is we assume that has to be at least 4x4 tefachim opening hole in the ground, in the ceiling of the olive press and the ground of the gina. Person now cannot plant on that section of the gina. Hare bal, says the Mishnah, hare bal hagina yored v'zorei alamata. We allow the bal hagina to go down and plant whatever he could plant in the olive press. That's not doesn't have much sunlight there, but whatever you can plant there, he has the right to do so at Shayas Leves Bado, keeping until the Baal Beis Abad, the one who lives below, who has his olive press in the rock, is going to cover over that hole. Keeping just means it's going to be Bar Tanur says Tikra Asuya Baagul Kimin Keshes, like a bow. Va'aliyah Va'aleho Yitin Baal Hagina for Vizra. So on top of that, as long as he puts some type of cover, which now becomes the ground of the Gina of the garden, now the person is able to plant there until the Baal of the Beis Habad below puts on that cover, that ceiling, so then the Baal Hagina has every right to start planting what he wants to plant in the Beis Habad on the ground floor itself. Then the Mishnah HaKosil V'Ha'ilon Shenaflu L'Rishus HaRabim V'Hiziku Pater L'Shalem. Here we have a case where someone has a tree, or he has a wall, and we're assuming the tree was strong enough, and the wall was not shaky, and they fell into Rosh Hashanah and they caused damage. He's putter. He's considered anus, and therefore he doesn't have to pay for any damages. Nus nulo zman la kotes o'ilim l'stora sakosel. Based in saw the kosel or the tree, the wall or the tree were a little bit shaky, and potentially they may fall. And they said, "We're giving you a fixed amount of time." And the Gemara assumes a fixed amount of time. The Beis Din gives is 30 days. You have 30 days to cut this tree down or to take down the wall. V'naflu b'soch hazman. So if they fell within that time of 30 days and they caused damage, putter, because the time had not elapsed just yet. He still had a few days, up till 30 days, to take them down. L'ach hazman, but if they fell after the time, then chayiv, he would be chayiv to pay. He didn't cut them down in time. This is no longer an ones. He would be chayiv to pay. One interesting point the Rush makes is that in the other Mishnais, we don't demand that the person in the lower story rebuild the upper story. We said that the person has the right, if he doesn't want to build it, so then we tell the upper story person to build, and then that has to be reimbursed and live there. But when it comes to the olive press, we're telling you in the Mishnah, Achayasa Lebes Bado Pekipin, he's required to put the cover on top of it. Why is that so? So the Rush explains, because he can't work his olive press either. If there's a hole in the roof, the rain is going to ruin the whole thing. He needs the roof too. So that's why we demand that he put the cover over it. But in the case of the apartments, the person in the ground floor, he doesn't have to necessarily rebuild the upper story. He doesn't need a roof. He doesn't have to rebuild both apartments. Why? Because if what happened was there's now a hole in the floor between, let's say, the two apartments. Let's talk about the case. The parallel case to the olive press, not where the whole building came down, but where you have just where the floor caved in. So floor caved in, the lower person can say, "Listen, I can live here just fine. There's a roof over the upper story, so I'm perfectly okay." As opposed to the case of the parallel case, the olive press case, where again the whole thing didn't collapse, just the top of the roof, which is the ceiling of the garden. So then the person in the olive press, he needs a roof. So we demand that he put it up, as the Mishnah explains.